We're up to 16. What did we get up to yesterday? 16 tests. Hey, Divrei Hadaki Moshe. The question is, some say that what? That you don't sleep in the sukkah because of tzina, that's the Mordechai. And others say because you can't be with your wife and it's not getting taduru. That's the Maril, right? Mariel says he would sleep with his wife in the sukkah. That's the Iker Halacha. Yeah. What? Yeah, we discussed that yesterday. Yeah. Well, and the Ramos says if he doesn't have a special sukkah for his, him and his wife, he's potter. Part of the sukkah we got is okay. Now Chabad number 17 is what? Achil and Shena. So they go to the by Achila. They'll even in the rain they'll sit in the sukkah by Achila. But by Shena, even if it's nice, they won't sleep. So they take it to the nth degree, and because they claim that that the tour of Shena is not just for the weather; it's because there's an or hamakif in the sukkah, and therefore the Rebbe would never sleep in such a sukkah because he wouldn't feel comfortable because he can be margishit. So he's not going to say he's a mitzvah, and then the Hasidim, they're mitzvah because they're not doing what the Rebbe is doing, so they're mitzvah. So therefore, the whole thing, so no one sleeps there. So, we saw our Rebbeinu Peretz's shita that mitzvah, right? He said a chiddush that mitzvah is only toward Shena, not in Achila. Because Achila, you can eat in 2 minutes and you're finished. You can rough it for those 2 minutes. Shana is the whole night. Rabbeinu Peretz. And parenthetically, you see that Rabbeinu Peretz is against Rav Shlomo Zalman, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said the mitzvah of Shana is only falling asleep, not the whole sleeping. That's why the Pasha is not like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a big chiddush.
So you can fall asleep, wake up, and then that's it.
Rav Shlomo Zalman holds you can sleep in the simmer, you fall asleep. And then someone could carry you back inside. Because you did the mitzvah. You fell asleep in the sukkah. That's why Shlomo Zalman said that if there's no space in the sukkah and you want to go to sleep, and somebody's already sleeping, so carry him out, bring him into his bed, and then you take his spot. Because the mitzvah... Because once you're asleep, then you're potter from the mitzvahs. He thinks it's pashut, that a sleeping person is not a bar chiyuva.
Isn't that what
you mean?
Why?
What? What did you say?
The words itself imply sleeping, not falling asleep.
The occasion
would be sleeping.
Yeah, okay. But what can I tell you? This is what he says. The Pasha is not like him. And what was the big kasha we had? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that a person sleeping, he counts for the minyan. Right? A yashin counts for the minyan. So there is a shita that says that the yashin doesn't count for the minyan. But if the yashin counts for the minyan, you see that he's a barchi yuba. Because if you're not a barchi yuba, like a person's an ole, he doesn't count for the minyan. Because he's not a barchi yuba. So then, but a sleeping person does count for the minyan. So Mustafa, you see that he is a barchi yuba. What? That's the Pashup Shot. The preacher disagrees, but the Pashup Shot is that an owner doesn't care for a minion. There are sheetahs that disagree, but the simple shot is that. So Rav Mazuz doesn't like this whole opinion of Chabad. He wrote a whole piece about and he doesn't think it's right. He thinks the real reason is that that in Russia things were so cold. So he thinks that once they had this tour, they just added on this new other thing, or how can you sleep with, but that's not the... And it could be he's right, because the biggest proof is that the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, doesn't say that this whole Torah. So that's what Rav Mazuz thinks. He doesn't think he helps on it necessarily. He says only his son, Admor Hamtzoi, and then the last health of it. But he doesn't think... But he thinks the real reason is that it was so cold that it was, you know, it was a sakana to be in the sukkah. It was minus 30. So it would be a sakana, you get frozen. So they look for some reason, I'll pick up all also to bolster it. But I hear what he's saying, you know. But so the Rebbe claims that the Admor Hasagim, it's hard to prove anything, but because it could be that Admor Hasagim didn't sleep in the sukkah, that could be because of the cold. Or he says it's a tircha to have to bring the quilts out. Chabad, not Hasidim. No, they mean that it's psychological, it's good enough. So that's what he thinks. That's what Rabbi Mazuz thinks. Now, in the Sefer Tori Vakshim Vipihu from Rav Volpil, he disagrees. And he thinks, you know, everyone from Chabad didn't sleep. He says it's with the bells, etc. Then we saw the Chasam Sofer. Says not to what? Not to mix Kabbalah and Halacha. So the Pashup Shah, what he means is that when, like someone mentioned in Shir, maybe Ruby mentioned it, that when the Torah speaks, when the Rosh speaks about Mitztayer, it means the Mitztayers that are discussed in the Gemara, like someone just said now, like the cold, the heat, the bugs, but to bring in a Kabbalistic thing and then say, oh, that's Mitztayer, is a little bit. There's a famous comment in the Chasam Sofer. Called Ma'ariv Divrei Kabbalah Im Halochas Hapsukus Chayiv Mishum Zoreya Kilayim. For page 25. Now the Michas Elazar he says, how can you say that? The book of Rambam always quotes from that Rizal. So what does that mean? He always quotes from that Rizal, the book of Rambam. So he says, and the Beis Yosef also quotes, so he thinks he doesn't really mean that, the Chasam Sofer. He says, he just said it as Rosh HaMaharishal Ma'arim Divya Higoyim Laskola. He was coming out against people who are taking some philosophical ideas and transferring them into halacha. The Gra, and then we said the Gra says, that's already an hour. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. We're up to question 20. Okay, Rabosa, I have to leave now. So you know, Daven Mincha, and there's a chapter. Oh, tomorrow we have early Shir, because I have to give. So yeah, 10 o'clock. We'll call for 10 o'clock to the classroom. Yeah, that classroom that we always go to, and hopefully we'll finish up these parts, and then Wednesday we still have so tomorrow hopefully we'll finish up the Shir Halacha, and then we have to start the Yom Zion, and it'll take us it'll work out. So just to get a Ben I have is in the morning, then if not we'll have the machine in the morning Sunday.